on 4300 Woods Drive in San Jose. You will hear the talent of Valerie Genereau. Valerie loves music. It helps with her autism.
It's so much easier for me to speak through music.
But tonight, she's stringing her guitar to distract herself from a looming stress.
It scares me. The threats that are imposed by the new technology coming out.
Artificial intelligence is a real concern for people with autism, especially in the Bay Area. Just ask Oswin Latimer, who has autism and runs an autistic nonprofit.
The first people to lose their jobs are going to be the autistic people.
Oswin believes many jobs people with autism have, like writing, tech, and quality assurance, are all at risk.
How do we prevent AI from taking jobs from people with autism?
We don't.
Over 85% of autistic college graduates are unemployed or underemployed.
Maisie Sotantio is Oswin's colleague in Redwood City.
Class one of special interest.
She helps people with autism in the Bay Area find jobs, and she's optimistic.
I think there need to be courses designed for autistic people to learn how to use this technology so we can be more competitive in the job market.
It helped me prepare for this interview.
Although AI is a threat to people with autism, it's still a very helpful tool.
Things that used to take me weeks or months are now taking me days.
But back in San Jose, Valerie is concerned about the future of her two young children. They both have severe autism.
It scares me that they won't be able to find any jobs.
Although Valerie is worried about tomorrow, she knows there's no stopping it from coming. For the Hearst Journalism Awards, I'm John Perrick.